Luke chapter 20. Now it came to pass on one of those days, as he was teaching the people in the temple and preaching the gospel, that the priests and scribes came up to him, as did the elders, and they spoke to him and said, "Tell us by what authority you do these things, or who it is who has given you this authority." So he answered and said to them, "I will, for my part, ask you one question. So you tell me, John's baptism, was it from heaven or from men?" They then debated among themselves, saying, "If we say from heaven, he will say, why did you not believe him? But if we say from men, all the people will stone us, for they have been persuaded that John is a prophet." And they answered that they did not know where it was from. So Jesus said to them, "Then neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things." He then went on to speak this parable to the people. A man planted a vineyard, and he put it under hired labour with farmers, and went abroad for a considerable time. And in due course he sent a servant to the farmers, for them to give him some of the fruit of the vineyard. But the farmers flogged him, and sent him away empty-handed. Then he sent another servant, but they also flogged that one, and treated him with indignity, and sent him away empty-handed. Then he sent again a third one, but they also wounded this one and threw him out. Then the landlord of the vineyard said, "What should I do? I will send my beloved son. Maybe when they see him, they will respect him." But when the farmers saw him, they talked it through among themselves, saying, "This is the heir. Come on, let's kill him, so that the inheritance will become ours." So they drove him out to a place outside the vineyard and killed him. What then will the landlord of the vineyard do to them? He will come and destroy those farmers and give the vineyard to others. And when they had heard it, they said, "May it not take place." But he looked straight at them and said, "What does this scripture mean? The stone which the builders rejected is what has become the keystone. Everyone who falls on that stone will be shattered, and on whomever it falls, it will crush to powder." Then the senior priests and the scribes looked for a way to lay hands on him at that very time, but they were afraid, for they knew that he had levelled that parable against them. And they watched him closely, and they sent infiltrators, pretending to be sincere, in order to seize on his remarks, with a view to informing on him to the administration and authority of the governor. And they questioned him and asked, "Teacher, we know that you speak and teach rightly, and do not show partiality, but teach the way of God in truth. Is it permissible for us to pay tax to Caesar or not?" At this, having perceived their trickery, he said to them, "Why are you testing me? Show me a denary. Whose image and inscription does it have?" They answered and said, "Caesar's." Then he said to them, "Well then, render to Caesar the things due to Caesar, and to God the things due to God." So they were not able to seize on his remark in the presence of the people, and they were amazed at his answer, and they fell silent. Then some of the Sadducees, who deny that there is a resurrection, came over and questioned him, and they said, "Teacher, Moses wrote to us, if someone's brother dies, having a wife, and he dies without children, that his brother is to take the wife and raise up seed to his brother. Now suppose there were seven brothers, and the first took a wife and died without children. Then the second took the wife, and this one died without children. Then the third took her likewise, and like this indeed the seven of them. They did not leave any children, and they died. Then last of all, the woman died as well. So in the resurrection, of which of them will she be the wife? For the seven had her as a wife." Then Jesus replied and said to them, "Those who belong to this age marry and are given in marriage. But those who have been considered worthy of attaining to that age and the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. Nor can they die any more, for they are like angels, and they are sons of God, being members of the resurrection. Now that the dead are raised, even Moses disclosed at the passage about the bush, where he says, "The Lord, the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." So he is not the God of the dead, but of the living, for all live to him. Then some of the scribes answered and said, "Teacher, you have spoken well." And they did not dare question him on anything any more. Then he said to them, "How do they say that the Christ can be the son of David, when David himself says in the book of the Psalms, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit on my right hand side until I make your enemies your footstool.' So David calls him Lord. So how is it that he is his son?" Then, with all the people hearing, he said to his disciples, "Beware of the scribes, who like to walk around in robes and love greetings in the marketplaces and the privileged seats in the synagogues and the privileged couches at dinners, who devour widows' houses and for show pray at length. These will receive judgment to a greater degree."